The text from Philippians chapter 2. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Perhaps someone has said to you, "Don't tell me what to think." We certainly hope that at Bethany we are teaching you how to think, how to solve problems, how to approach challenges and opportunities in life. We will not really tell you what to think. We will encourage you to understand that certain things are important to know about, and also certain things that we hope you will think and believe. But no one will force you to believe in the Christian faith. In fact, we can't even do that. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, to call people into the Christian faith. We pray that you will understand the Christian faith as the Bible teaches it, whether you believe it or not. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will use his word to guide you to believe the scriptures as the truth of God and the word of God. There are things in the world that are true and things that are false. We may disagree on what is important, but as a Christian institution, we set forth our faith, our belief, in what we think is important. That God is our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe that Jesus is the true, eternal Son of God. We believe that the Bible is the Word of God, and that the Ten Commandments are God's eternal will for mankind. We believe that all people are sinners, because Adam and Eve passed on their sinfulness to us. We believe that we are saved only by the grace and mercy of God through the life and death of Jesus Christ. And that becomes the point of what Paul says in our text from Philippians. Let this mind, this attitude, this thought be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus was true God, Lord of the universe, but he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant, coming in the likeness of men. Let this mind be in you. Paul basically says to us Christians, think like this. Have Jesus' attitude. Jesus was God, but didn't brag or boast. He was humble. Be humble. Be kind. Be considerate. Look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others, Paul says. Jesus tells us to love our neighbor, even to love our enemies. This is contrary to our first thoughts and contrary to the way of the world, but love is what God is, and love is what God does. He loves us so much that he died for us. We should love those around us so much that we put them before ourselves. We want the people around us to be well and to have eternal life. We can't believe for them, but we can pray for them and be an example of redeemed and forgiven child of God. Not perfect, but repentant and forgiven. Jesus was perfect. Jesus was sinless. He took our sins on himself. He paid for our guilt and gave us his righteousness, his holiness, his innocence. We have an expression that people are full of themselves. They are proud and arrogant. They are selfish, boastful, and self-centered. And we probably have to look at ourselves first to think about that. This is our inclination as sinful human beings. We think of ourselves as number one, as most important. I want what I want. We need to recognize that we are not in charge. We are not God. We are not even our own. We belong to God as his creatures made in his likeness. We are not the most important thing in the world. But Christ, who is God, emptied himself, made himself of no reputation, took on the form of a servant, and Paul says, let this mind, this attitude be in you. We can't take away anyone's sins, but we can serve them humbly as children of God. We can invite them to know the love and forgiveness of God. We can show the love and humility that Jesus showed for us. We can show them that Jesus died for them too. It's easy for us sometimes to think that we are better than those sinners out there. Our mind can say, at least I don't do that thing. But just one sinful thought, just one sinful word means that we do not deserve heaven. And we sin more than that each day, maybe each hour and each minute. We are no more deserving of heaven than the worst sinner. Paul calls himself the worst of sinners, the chief of sinners. But that's exactly why Jesus came to take our place. And that's also why we can be sure and certain of our salvation. Because it's not up to us, it is God's gift to us. It is from outside of us. It's not because we are better, we aren't. It's not because we sin less, but because Jesus loves more. Salvation is ours because Jesus, who is sinless, took our place. His mind and his attitude was not, foolish mankind, you're done for, off to hell with all of you. No, Jesus' attitude was, I will take your punishment. I will take your place. I will suffer the torments of hell so you can inherit heaven. We want our neighbor, our friend, our family member to be in heaven with us. Jesus died for them too, and that should be our attitude and our concern. Love them as Jesus loved us. Pray for them. Be kind to them. Let them know the gospel of Jesus Christ, and entrust them to God the Holy Spirit to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify them in the one true faith, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, and everlasting life. God grant this for all of us. Amen.